For those who are coming for the first time, God bless you. We pray that you'll find a welcome here, a Jesus welcome in this place. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, I want to share on gratitude. Gratitude is one of the aspects of worship. Telling God, thank you for what you have done. There was a song we used to sing in the old days. For all that you've done, Lord, I thank you. For all that you're going to do. For all that you promised and all that you are. That's what has carried me through. Who knows that song? Jesus, I thank you. You should have received this paper. If you have not, it's coming to you. Oh, amen. So thanksgiving is one of the aspects of worship. As we worship the Lord, we come in gratitude. We come in appreciation for who he is and for the great things that he does. Amen. So today is not a teaching as such. You remember Pastor did a series on kindness. So we are going back to that. It's a discussion. So you'll need to pick at least one or two partners around you because it's going to be interactive. Two people or three in your group. Amen? Amen. Let's turn together to Psalm 136. And again, it's not a teaching as such. So we are full participants, everyone in the room. Hallelujah. Now I need to also hear a feedback. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 136, if you are there, say amen. Okay, still coming. If you are there, say amen. Can we have it on the screen? I'll read the first part of it, and this is all you need to say. So even if you are not there, just get this in your mind. For his mercy endureth forever. Can we say that together? For his mercy endureth forever. That's all you need to be saying, okay? So let's flow together. I'll do the first part and let yours be loud. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for he is good. Everybody. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His mercies endureth forever.
To him who alone doeth great wonders.
For his mercies endureth forever.
To him that by wisdom made the heavens.
Mercies endureth forever.
To him that stretched out the earth above the waters. To him that made great lights. The sun to rule by day. The moon and stars to rule by night. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn and brought out Israel from among them with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts and made Israel to pass through the midst of it. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. To him which led his people through the wilderness. To him which smote great kings. And slew famous kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites. And Og, the king of Bashan, and gave their land for a heritage, even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, who remembered us in our low estate, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, who giveth food to all flesh. together, verse 26, loud and clear. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! What can you remember that he did for you? These people, hundreds of years, thousands of years later, they were still recounting what he did to the kings that were on their way. They were still talking about the Red Sea. I never really saw it that it was in parts. I usually think it's one, two. But in parts, everywhere that there was a hindrance, the Lord opened the door. The God that gives flesh, food to all flesh. Do you have a reason to be thankful today? Thanksgiving is one of the ways we worship God. And we say like the Israelites did today. Yesterday, Pastor Grace, Pastor Yinka, and I went to a place in North Carolina. It's called Sky Retreat. And it's really sky. Because if you get up there, all that's left, or if you look up, all you see is sky. And if you look down, all you see is what? Mountains. And if you look down, what do you see? Valleys. And the way we got there, oh my goodness, you went this way, you went this way, and we were going. And I don't like heights. I don't want to say I'm afraid of heights. I just don't like heights. And if you look, on this side is a gully. I mean, if there's a small mistake, if your brake falls, God forbid, if a deer runs across, anything, I mean deep, deep, deep gullies, cliffs on each side. When you are down and you see it, you are like, oh, those mountains were all said, oh, this is so beautiful. We didn't know we were going up there. Until we got to the top of it. Ah! And we had planned to leave there around 7 or 8. And when you got to a certain point, it was dirt road. Nothing. And it went this way. And it was one lane. Not two lanes. One. So you have to wait for the other person to come. Oh my goodness, it was the most frightening thing. I think Pastor Grace and I have a knack for getting into such things. One time she and I were going to D.C., with Pastor, but he went somewhere to meet us there. And Pastor Grace and I were driving and the GPS took us somewhere. And you know those gates that have spikes? When you go in, you can't come out? Okay. We went there. It was a colony. Every house had, you just saw the mirrors in front. You didn't see the houses. We saw grizzly bear. We were like, where are we? We didn't even see people. We were so afraid. After a while, we started seeing some people. We were like, these are the kind of things you see in horror movies. I'm telling you, the screen, it was like a horror movie. Next thing we saw, somebody was driving behind us. It's like they noticed some strange elements are around. So they started trailing us. Me and Pastor Grace were looking for where to turn. We didn't see where to turn. After a while, we were like, okay, something is up here. So we began to pray and trust God. And we were able to turn back somewhere. And the person followed us until he got to the main road in a truck. It was scary. So Pastor Grace, next time you and I are going somewhere, we need to pray before we leave. Not that we didn't pray. So when you come out from that, and we came at night, and you get down to the bottom, we're like, oh, praise God, we made it. Now you see normal roads, normal people, normal lights, but the place is so beautiful. Do you have a reason to say thank you? Just think. I mean, we take things for granted. I'm telling you, if that car had just gone this way, we wouldn't be standing here and talking. God is so good. And we need to tell him so. And we need to appreciate people. Amen? Appreciate the Lord and appreciate people. That's what the psalmist does here. He recounted all that God did. Not all, some of the things. As we get into the first day of March, this is the last month of the first quarter of the year. Begin to recount. What do I need to be grateful for? So we are going to go through this paper. Miss Abby, do we have it? And we are going to read together. Amen? Because that's what we are doing today. It's not a teaching. We are talking together. Hallelujah. So let's read the first part. Everybody cultivating gratitude. Let's read. Gratitude has the power to change our perspective during stressful times. Gratitude enables us to savor positive experiences, cope with stressful circumstances, and even show resilience in facing life's challenges. Becoming a grateful person changes our view of the world. Becoming a grateful person. Have you met grumpy, complaining, angry people? Everything is wrong. The color of the carpet is not what I like. If you are a complaining, grumpy person, as soon as you walk into this building, you'll find 10 things wrong with it. I don't like the color of the carpet. I don't like these chairs. Why did I put purple? I'm not a purple. I'm not a woman. Why? What's all that? And then you see Miss Tanya comes up there, and you're checking her out because you want to decide if you like her or you don't like her. That's a grumpy person. But a grateful person comes into this place and he's like, wow, this is beautiful. Look at the flag of the nations, different flags, nice color. And you begin to appreciate people. We want to be grateful people. We want to be people that are appreciative, not complaining and grumbling. May that be a new month resolution that I will not be a grumpy person. Amen? Because gratitude helps you. It changes your view of the world. The second paragraph. Gratitude. What does it mean? Pausing to note. I'm not hearing you. Let's go together. Pausing to notice the benefits we have received. Focusing on the good. And then expressing the emotion of thanks or the happiness we feel. Just stop. Just pause. And notice what's going on around you. The benefits that we get. Somebody said that gratitude is both a state. That's how you are. You are just a grateful person. You decide, I'll stay in this state. But it also can be a trait. So you can experience gratitude for someone or something at a certain moment. You just say, oh, Sister Josephine, I'm so grateful to God for you. Amen. And you experience gratitude more as a long-term and a positive character trait. That's where we are going. Long-term, positive. Not just when you're happy or somebody does something, but let it become long-term. I'll be a grateful person. I choose to be a grateful person. These two stages of gratitude means once you recognize the goodness in people, in things, in situation, and then how this goodness came to you. Recognize the goodness and how it came to you. Gratitude means seeing everything as a gift. Everything. That song we're singing says, everything. Everything. I give you all my worship. All. And there are some scriptures that talk about this all. One is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. You don't have that, so you can just make a note by it. It says, in all things. Oh, thank you, Abby. In everything, in all things, give thanks. Everything. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. All things. The second scripture is in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Ephesians 5:20. It says, giving thanks always for all things unto God. Always for all things. I'm not there. I don't know if you are there. Always. For all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the first person we want to recognize here is God giving thanks. He says, I will enter his gate with what?
Thanksgiving.
So it's God first. And now the other person. So let's watch a video. That's how this is like a discussion time. Let's watch a video and see the science behind expressing gratitude. Make notes. What does it mean when you experience gratitude, express gratitude? What does it do to you as a person? Abby, are we ready? Make your notes. From that, what does gratitude do to you, to your person? Just 2 minutes. We start from here, and you need to volunteer, or I'll call your name. Okay, who is ready? Miss Miriam is ready. So this row, you get A plus. You get the, oh yeah. What does gratitude do to you?
I have observed something about the scriptures that sin and negativity and things that are not pleasing to God pull down our health, release harmful chemicals in the body. And on the other hand, what he's saying, it affects our mind, our health, everything when we are trying to be, want to be, and are being godly.
Amen. Amen. Your overall well-being, it affects that. Thank you, Miss Miriam. Okay, who is bold? Next. Miss Sandy. Amen. Somebody get ready. Somebody else. What did you get from that video?
I think you're just a happier person.
That's right.
You need to smile a lot.
And you know what a smile does? Even a baby, when you smile at a baby, what happens? They smile back. A smile just gives you what you gave. So you become more, you become a giving person just by smiling. Somebody else, thank you. Hey, people. Yes. Somebody over there. Is that Miss Janice? Miss Janice, your seat is usually here. How did you get there? I was looking for you. Okay.
It just makes you light and airy, and you're just full of energy, and you want to move around.
Amen. It makes you light, honestly. Honestly, when you complain and grumble and see the negative, it affects you. It affects you. But when you are light, even the atmosphere, nothing might change in your situation. But when you change and you begin to smile and you begin to be grateful. Father, I am thankful. I'm so thankful for Pastor Victor. His loud amens wake me up. They keep me alert. I'm grateful for Miss Miriam. I'm just remember something in somebody and be grateful. It does something to you. Okay, let's go on because we'll still have time to discuss. Amen? Gratitude forgives. Oh, somebody had something there. Okay. Miss, sir.
It makes you forget about the trials that you're facing at the moment. Yes.
It lifts you up to another level. Yes. Those things become less. Miss Chrissy is next. You know that song that says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And all the things of the world will do what? Grow strangely dim. Those things that were so big, they grow strangely dim. Thank you, Miss Chrissy.
Gratitude also draws people to you.
It draws people to you. When you tell somebody thank you, it does something to them. You know those people that you're trying, you've been waiting there at Walmart to get that spot, and they suddenly come from nowhere and cut in. What does that do to you? But when somebody just says to you, yesterday we're at Wendy's, and one man in front of me with a smile says, you can go in front of me. I say, you are not in a hurry. He said, no, you can go. I'm not decided yet what I want. So you go, you get what you want. And I got my salad. As we're driving out of the place, I saw him. I said, that's my friend. I don't know him, but he does something. He drew me to him. Amen? Thank you so much. Okay, let's go on. Gratitude forgives. So remember, gratitude is both a state of the mind, and then it does something to you. Amen? Gratitude forgives. Let's read. One way to practice gratitude is to focus on and appreciate regular moments of our day. Have you enjoyed a sunrise, a hug from a family member, a great cup of coffee, or a good meal? Have you enjoyed any of those from somebody? Somebody has done something good to you? Okay, now let's discuss it among ourselves. Remember those groups, 2, 3? You have to have your groups. Let's talk. Today, this is what you tell each other, okay? Today, I'm grateful for the regular everyday moments of of coffee, of family. Just get somebody around you. Discuss that. 2, 3 people. And the second thing you discuss is, it's a gift I appreciate because. So let's take Miss Bernadette's coffee. Today, I'm grateful for the regular everyday moments of nice coffee with the smell. Why? Because it wakes me up. It makes me happy. The smell makes me happy. Whatever your reason is. So let's do that. 2 minutes. You have to have a partner. Somebody to talk to. Time is going. What does that do to you? We're going to start with Miss Miney. I saw her putting her up, and then we'll get somebody from here, a volunteer. Miss Miney, what are you grateful for?
I am grateful for family and friends.
Wonderful. What does that do to you?
Make me happy.
Makes her happy. Family and friends. Amen. That's every day you see them, you take them for granted, you know, until they are not there. God help us. Yes. That's my friend. He has something to say. Yay! shining.
I'm grateful for waking up.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
Goodness.
That's right.
Because I may not wake up tomorrow.
Oh, is that not so true? Have you looked at the statistics of people? People that have died in recent times. Even the people in Iran that woke up yesterday, they did not know they will not be there. They will not wake up today. That's a good reminder. Just when you hit the bed, just tell God, thank you that I woke up. Okay, I see my friend Kimmy.
I'm grateful for being able to help others. I have a big heart for the homeless. And as far as a gift, I believe God will use that for an opportunity for me to win souls to the Lord.
Amen. Thank God for, yes, yes, hallelujah. Thank God for that heart, Kimmy. Amen. She does have a good heart. She's a blessing, amen. Yes, we have somebody. Please tell us your name.
Jolene.
Oh, welcome. It's good to see you.
I am grateful for food. I love to eat.
That makes two of us. That makes two of us.
It makes 10 of us in this room. And it can actually become a problem, as you can see. But I'm grateful for food. Miss Benny?
I'm grateful for my brother, Billy,
who
has an anointed voice, very powerful. But not just that, he cooks meals every night since he's been here and does the dishes. He's made T-bone steak. He's making meatloaf tonight. But he makes steak with mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay.
Okay. You're all welcome. You're all invited. I got.
I was going to say how many of you are ready. I'm going there tonight. Thank God for wonderful brothers, Sister Josephine, and thank God for Sister Josephine. Aren't you grateful for her? Amen.
I'm grateful for the strength of cooking.
Amen.
It makes me want to eat anything I want to eat because I can cook it.
Amen. So Amen. Okay, just one more because we have to move on. Well, I see two hands. There's one there. Pastor Wola, there's one next to you before we go to Miss Tanya.
I am grateful for my cousin.
Oh, tell us a little bit more about your cousin.
She just left the room.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. Miss Tanya?
I just like to say I'm grateful for my son, Bobby, how that he works 5 days a week and he come home and cook meals for us to eat.
Amen. Amen. Now, please, all these things we've said, please make sure you follow it up. Tell the people themselves. Express it to them. And for those of us that didn't say it yet, make sure you tell that your cousin, I'm grateful for you. That's your brother. That's your boss. Whoever. Just somebody that's been special in your life. Just make sure you tell them. Amen. It's a gift because it makes you feel so loved, so taken care of. And God is the first giver. Amen? Let's go on to... Yes, sir. Amen. Don't we thank God for Pastor Obi? He's the best, I tell you. Hallelujah. Pastor, we appreciate you. You are a gift. You are a blessing. I know I'm going to get... He doesn't like that. But we are grateful for you.
Yes.
God bless you, sir. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
We can lay in our bed. I don't need that. We can lay in our bed and we can talk to God. We can be anywhere in the world and talk to God. So he is the first one we should be grateful for.
Aren't you grateful for Pastor Wola?
She's grateful for the mic.
Really, that's where we started from. The first thing to be grateful for is for God. Do you know there are people that have no concept of God or that he loves them? There are people that think God is just after them. If they do wrong, he's going to spank them. But we have experienced him and his love. That's why we started from Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks to who? To the Lord. Why? He's good. He's good. His mercy endures forever. Thank you for reminding us. Okay, let's go on. Gratitude for moments. Everybody, we are reading together. Are you ready? Let's go. Another way to practice gratitude with or without other people is to look at the photos on your phone and reflect on why you are grateful. If possible, share these photos and expressions of gratitude with a family member, friend, or co-worker. And the first thing you want to tell them, we may not be able to do that here because some of us, when we open that phone, other things come up which pull your attention away. But when we leave here, please go to that phone, look at the picture, and tell somebody, I am particularly grateful for this memory. A memory you had when you were in Florida by the beach. Oh, Florida. And you say, I'm grateful because of that day we were at the beach. That day was special to me because we had fun. We were together. We ate pizza. Whatever you did, I smile every time I remember I see that picture. Does anybody have any picture like that in your mind? We don't have to look at that. Yes, Pastor Faith has a picture in your mind. In your mind. On your phone too. Any memory you want to be grateful? Where's the microphone? Okay, I'll give you mine. No, Miss Miriam doesn't like that.
The picture I saw when I went to Burundi, the picture of the River Nile is still in my phone. River Nile for the first time. And where River Nile and the other river joined together is a memorable picture. I want to go back to Burundi.
Yeah, certainly.
Amen. Actually, there's so much in creation. You don't even need, sometimes just walking out, just on this greenway, and you see a beautiful wild flower in a unique color. And I'm not happy to say this, but sometimes you see snakes in nice colors too. I don't want to see them, but they have nice colors. There's so much, just the sunrise, the sunset. There's so much to be grateful for people. There are people that cannot step outside their doors to know what outside is because they just can't. And there are people that even if you took them outside, they won't appreciate it because they are just having some other issues. Or maybe it may be the picture of a baby. You took a picture. Sophia is not here today. But I've taken so many pictures with Sophia. You know Sophia? And it just stays in your memory. Something to be grateful for. Please go back to your phones when we leave and make sure you say something. If you are with another person now, we've done that. It says you can share your pictures and gratitude with a friend. You can text them, send an email and say, wow, look at that time. Remember that time. Amen? Gratitude for people. Shall we read together? Expressing gratitude in a relationship can create a stronger connection and foster trust. Stop there. What did that say? What does it mean to you? In a relationship. It might be father, child, a child that is unappreciative, a child that you prayed for and raised up. And today that child doesn't see you the way. You know how when you are babies, they cling to you everywhere. And then when they get to a certain age, we all did this. My dad came to see me. I was a teenager. I didn't tell him on time that I was going back to school. And so when I told him that school was resuming next week, he's like, why didn't you tell me earlier? I don't have money at home. I have to go to the city because we're in a village to get money. So I'll bring the money for you. You just go because we went on Saturday and he came to school on Monday. I was so embarrassed. I was like, I don't want people to see me with this man. I was a teenager. And his car had broken down. He took public transport and he brought some kind of local fruit that he got. So excited to come and see his daughter. And I didn't tell anybody that that was my father. I was embarrassed. I don't know why. Just teenage years. But I remember it now. And I'm like, that man, it was hours, and he came. And his car broke down. He took public transport because he didn't want me to have problems at school. Do you know sometimes we are so caught up in ourselves? You don't even know the sacrifice that person made. When somebody is dashing out because he has to be somewhere and he stops to hold the door for you, it's not because he has nothing to do. But you, oh, thank you. Sometimes you don't even say thank you. You breeze past as if it's my rights. You know, do you know who I am? You should hold the door for me. We should be thankful. Let's cultivate that as a congregation, especially in our relationships. It creates a stronger connection. It fosters trust. Let's continue reading. Gratitude helps another person feel valued and appreciated, which leads to more what? Fulfilling relationships. Let's not tear each other down. All we look for is, you did this, you are this. It just makes the person defensive and not want to do it again because last time I did it, you said I didn't do it right. Let's continue to help each other. Now, here's the assignment. We're going back to our classes now, and that will be the last one. Think of two or three people in your life and how you are grateful for them. Write out your responses below and then text or email them messages of gratitude. We'll do this together. You don't have to write it down. Two or three people, tell the person in your group, I'm grateful for Jane, I'm grateful for Janice, I'm grateful for Sandy, I'm grateful for Patty. Just three people. And of course, my own brother. There are three of us that are triplets in this church. And I'm grateful for them. Do you know who the other two are? You don't know my... Stevie's one. Yeah, the three of us are triplets. Miriam, Sandy, no sir. Miriam, Steve, and myself. Three of us are triplets. Just in case, yeah, she's looking like, how did that happen? Go and ask our mom, she will tell you. Three people you can think of that you are grateful for them. Think about it, discuss it, and make sure later on that you tell them. Three people. This person brings joy to my life or gives encouragement to my life. This person is so supportive. I appreciate the effort they make to make me feel welcome or happy. I'm proud to call this person my friend, my family, my church member, my spouse, my co-worker. Because... Okay, let's discuss that. Three people. What have they done in your life? Why are you proud or happy to call them your brother, your husband, my doctor? I'm happy because my doctor helps me. Three people. We have 2 seconds. Oh, Sister Josephine is ready. Microphone. Three people. Quickly, and this will be the last together assignment we do.
I am grateful for Mr. Wola giving me this microphone.
Amen.
And I'm grateful for my pastor. Pastor Obi.
Amen.
I am so grateful for him.
Amen.
And I'm grateful for Mount Zion, the whole of Mount Zion.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm grateful for my friend Kimmy here. I was just telling her, she has such great courage, and she loves God so much. Sometimes we'll be hanging out, and she'll just stop and sing to me. Oh. She should be on the stage, I think, sometimes. And I have tears in my eyes now because it's so beautiful.
Amen. Amen.
So I have other people as well, but I took up too much time.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. There's somebody back there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the same people keep speaking. Where are the rest of you? Pastor David.
I'm grateful for my mom.
Yes.
Because when I had my first breakup, she will be always there for me.
Oh. Amen. Amen.
I'm grateful for my family members because they drive me crazy. And I'm also grateful for my cousin.
This cousin must be really special. Don't you want to meet this cousin? We really need to meet this cousin.
Right.
Amen. Okay, just two more people. Two more people. Two of you have spoken. We want people who have not spoken. I like this rule. Next time I'm sitting here, they are so alive. Yeah. Followed by you people. Okay, you've saved yourself. I was going to give you last.
Amen.
Amen.
I was grateful for two people that are no more alive. My dad. He loved me so much. I remember I was sick. I was very young, maybe 9, 10. And he looked into my mom's and said, if this child died, I am dying too. His dad, as young as I was, that really helped me to heal. That time I wasn't eating. So for them to think I was getting better, whenever they gave me food, I would pretend I was young and put it behind the door. And the plate would be empty. They thought I was eating. So I would never forget that. The other one was my mom. We were in the farm. My parents were a farmer. In the middle of the night, I got sick. And it took me a walk, I'm telling you, from here, maybe from your house to the street. In the middle of the night, there was no vehicle. But there is one that is a truck, it's a construction truck that was coming. She went and lay in front of that. She said, you either kill me or take me to the town where I will get help for my daughter. So I am loved all my life.
Amen. 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 I know we have some more, but we'll continue so that we'll finish on time. Amen. Thank you all for sharing. Please, let's learn from each other. If you have somebody that is no longer around you, but they've done something that you remember, just be grateful. Yesterday was 36 years to the day that my mother died. And all her daughters got on the line and prayed together and remembered her life. She died young. Is there somebody in your life? Let's not waste those memories. Because like Viney said, you woke up today. Tomorrow is not promised you. Amen. Let's finish this by turning the page. The back page, and that's the last part, your gratitude journal. Now, there are several ways that we can keep this gratitude, not just to discuss it, but how do you practice this on your own? One, please cut out all those complaints, criticisms, judgments, and expectations. These people need to do this to me. If they don't, you created the expectation, but you are angry that they didn't do it for you. They don't know what's on your mind. So let's cut that out. Lack of appreciation. It hurts when you go out of your way to do something good and people just trample on it or don't just express it. But you know what? One thing that makes us not appreciate anything is pride. There's a feeling of entitlement. I am somebody. Let's leave all those things aside. The Bible encourages us that we should be like that one leper that came back. Let something in you awaken you to come back and say thank you to God first and foremost, like Minister K said, and then to one another. Let's be grateful for one another. Amen? Let's begin at home. Begin with your spouse. I tell you, spouses and family members are the ones we are not too quick to be grateful to. Because we take it for granted. They are there. Oh, they are there. Let's begin to appreciate them. So three ways that we can practice gratitude. One, reflect and express gratitude. Just think, what do I need to be grateful for in the life of Dr. Busola? What do I need? I mean, somebody talked about Kimi singing. These people that lead worship, do you know how much time it takes for them to practice and for Miss Tanya to teach us? And sometimes we are not as good at the best that we should be, but she holds on. Just say a big thank you. Reflect and express gratitude. Number two, showing gratitude improves your relationship. Show it. Don't just feel it in your heart. Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, no, express it. Let somebody know how you feel. And finally, keep a gratitude journal. Let's read about the gratitude journal. Together, becoming a grateful person. Everybody reading together. Let's go. Becoming a grateful person requires consistent word. You have to practice. We are not going to watch this video. We'll watch another one in closing. So you begin your own gratitude journal. Now let's go. Notice how this practice brings more hope for the future. Spend a few minutes every day practicing gratitude. Let's read together from there. Spend a few minutes every day practicing gratitude. Start a new habit with a simple... I'm not hearing you. I'm hearing myself. Let's continue. It may seem hard to be grateful when there are plenty of reasons not to be, but cultivating gratitude guards our hearts from stress-filled negative thinking. Gratitude improves our experience of hope and our general well-being. Great things come our way when we are grateful. The more you give, the more it will be given unto you. Is that not scriptural? Give and it shall what? Be given unto you. Not just money. Reflect on some of the specific reasons you have to be grateful. You can take this home. You don't have to rush it now. Write them down each day. Who are the people that mean the most to you? Really think about that. Who means the most to you in life and why? That's one question. What are the places or experiences that bring the most gratitude? Something you've experienced that makes you grateful. What are the specific memories or the small moments that bring you joy and prompt your thanks? So you make a list of at least 3 to 6 specific things you are grateful for each day. Reflect on people, places, memories, experiences. People, places, memories, experiences. So in summary, in conclusion, we are going to watch a video and then we'll wrap it up there. It's a little 5 minutes, a little longer. Abby, are we ready? So please make notes of this for yourself. They will tell you some ways to be grateful. Just take a note, make a note.
Say thank you for grace.
Thank you for this month. Thank you. And this thank you goes to God, because that strength, that drive, that ability to do what you are able to do, it comes from Him. He's the giver of life. If He decides today, I'm taking this away from you, you are not even there to say the thank you. Reflect on your life. How many things has God done for you? Or other people that we've kept it somewhere. We learned today that just being grateful does a lot. There are benefits. The American Brain Foundation, not Bible Society, the Brain Foundation says when you are grateful, it helps you develop a more positive mindset. It reduces stress. That's the American Brain Foundation. I'm not telling you, but of course, you know, the Bible says all these things and more. They are just taking an aspect from the Bible. It reduces anxiety. Next time you are shaking, look for one thing to be grateful for. It reduces depression. I'm telling you, if you keep telling God thank you for what you have, you won't be so bothered and so frustrated and give up and go into depression, because you have more. It improves emotional resilience. That is when the enemy comes at you. What does he come to do? To kill. To steal your joy. To steal your happiness. And to destroy. That's what Satan comes. But you know, you have that inner resilience where you can say, I'm a child of God. I am blessed of the Lord. I'm highly favored. It improves focus, thanksgiving, gratitude. It improves immunity. We talked about that. It improves sleep. When you go to bed at night and all you are saying, Lord, thank you for today. Thank you. My legs were aching, now I feel better. Or they are still aching, but by morning I'm trusting you that they'll be rested enough to not ache as much. Just be grateful. Instead of remembering that person, what he did to me, it improves social bonding. It improves general health. But more than anything, it makes God take note of you. We read about that one leper only because he came back to say thank you. Shall we rise on our feet as we tell God thank you together? As we tell God thank you, remember, what has he done for you? What's your reason for thank you? Is there a reason in your heart? Is there a reason? Do you have a reason to be grateful today just for standing here? Do you have a reason to say thank you? Begin to reflect in your heart and lift up your heart to the Lord and tell God, just this thing that's beating here, there are people that cannot breathe from where they are lying today because they are gone. But I'm here, first day of March, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the month of March. I'm grateful also for the trials and the problems I've gone through, because it brought me into this place of being a better person. I don't like the trials, but God, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. I'm grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you. His son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Let's sing. Give thanks with a grateful heart.
With a grateful heart.
Give thanks to the Holy One.
Give thanks
to the Holy One.
To the Holy.
Why? Because He's given us.
Give thanks. Because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
And now.
I
again.
And now.
And now. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. We give thanks. Thank you, Lord. We give thanks.
Now begin to pray that. Tell God thank you. You speak to God for yourself. Are you grateful for Jesus Christ? Are you grateful that you woke up this morning? Thank God. Let's do that as our act of worship. Thank God for the life He's given you. Thank God for strength. Thank God for those things we've talked about. And even more. What are you grateful for? Father, I am grateful. I'm grateful for Mount Zion Prayer Center, for all your people in this room. I am grateful for the different gifts and talents that you've given to us, that we can gather freely in your name. I'm grateful for the gift of Jesus Christ for salvation, that I'm not going to hell, I'm going to heaven. I am grateful, oh God, for health and strength. I am grateful, my Father, for food, for shelter, for clothing. Oh, I'm grateful for education, for money. I might think I don't have enough. There are people that don't have a dollar. I am grateful for my legs, for my hands, for my eyes, for my everything. I am grateful for every family member, every friend, for our pastors, for my husband, for my family members. I am grateful. I am grateful, oh God, more than anything. Thank you for who you are. You are a good God. Your goodness and your mercy, they follow me daily. You guide me. You protect us, oh God. You keep us away from danger. Even when we walk through difficult times, you hold our hands. Lord, even for challenging situations, you hold us. We are grateful for your promises in the Bible. You say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You are standing by us. We are grateful for America, that we are free in this nation. Yes, Lord, whatever else is going on around this nation, we have enough. We are better than so many. And it's because of your mercy. So thank you, Father. Everybody join me to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Maker. Thank you, Master. Thank you, the lover of my soul. Thank you. Receive our thanks. Let the heavens bear record that on the first day of March, Mount Zion came together to say thank you. Let it be recorded in the heavens that we said thank you. And we are grateful for each other. And we take authority over this month. We say, because we've released our thanks to the Lord, this month we shall have more reasons to be grateful. There shall be salvation. There shall be deliverance. There shall be protection. There shall be provision. The Lord shall bless us, because we'll come back again to say thank you. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody shout hallelujah.